Last month, the president authorized an operation to rescue Luke, who has been held hostage by AQAP in Yemen since September of 2013, and a number of other hostages. As soon as the U.S. government had reliable intelligence and an operational plan, the president authorized the Department of Defense to conduct an operation to rescue Mr. Summers. Regrettably, when the operation was executed, Luke was not present, though hostages of other nationalities were present, and they were rescued. The mission was coordinated with the Yemeni government and was undertaken by U.S. and Yemeni forces. We have a strong, collaborative relationship with the Yemeni government and will continue to work together to counter the shared threat that we face from AQAP. The details of the operation remain classified, so there's a limit to what I can discuss here. The overriding concern for Mr. Summers' safety and the safety of U.S. forces who undertake these missions made it imperative that we not disclose information related to Mr. Summers' captivity and the attempted rescue. The Department of Defense has acknowledged the fact of the operation now in order to provide accurate information that is being given, that this is being widely reported in the public domain. The President could not be prouder of the U.S. forces who carried out this mission and the dedicated intelligence, law enforcement, and diplomatic professionals who supported their efforts. Their effort should serve as another signal, a clear signal, to those who would do us harm, that the United States will spare no effort to secure the safe return of our citizens and to hold their captors accountable.